Good morning, fair grams and travelers on the sunny path of life. Hey, there's a kitty kitty. There was two of them. Anyway, those two cats came in last night. It was very funny and very playful. I got a little scratchy. Anyway, well, you're looking okay. You don't, looking stuffed. Anyway, so you must be wondering, 7:50 a.m. Is it a mistake, Antonio? Was it time saving again in Portugal? Are they that lazy? No. So today, obviously, as you can tell from the title, I had a couple of options. I had a 29K day, or I had a 39K day. And the 39, the extra length meant more coastline. And of course, I'm like, well, I mean, I'm here. It'd be silly, even though, me booking that place, if I'd had it my way, it would have been less of a distance. But it turned out what it turned out, and I chose to go with it. So, and it's been a while since I've left that early. I think it's been quite a while. But of course, with fallback, time saving in the fall, it's quite bright. My guess is there aren't going to be too many people who start that early. Anyway, so, but it feels good. The weather looks like it's going to be beautiful. We had a few drops this morning. But by now it's mostly clear sky, even more clear than yesterday. I mean, of course, we're on the coast, so it could change, and it's fall. But anyhow, so a couple of silly things, couple of anecdotes. Marcus, that's his name, I remember now. He sent me a thing yesterday, and he changed his plan. So wherever he's going, basically, he's not going to come to Lagos. So I'm not going to see him. Which is fine. And my guess is that because he's on a tight budget, really, like he doesn't have a lot of money, and this place here, you're looking at more than a few nights, more than twice his allotted daily budget. So, okay, oh, okay. This is where I'm going. All right, sorry, guys. Beach, Praia. Interesting, they have it in English. Okay, so that was something that came up, which was fine. Okay, I would think by now I don't need the phone anymore. That's my guess. So anyhow, one of my pole handle is sliding, so I have to kind of rig it a little bit until I can get some glue. Anyway, so I was the second to arrive, Anaya. I think Anaya or Anya. I think it's Anya. She's from Eastern Europe, actually, don't even know which country. So she was already there. And a couple of exchange, but nothing really came off of it. And then later, Jörg actually arrived. So we came quite late. But I guess he had a nice lunch with some people. So, some people have that kind of social part, which is quite big and quite important. And I could see why it would be the same with me too, if it actually happened. But that's not the case. Anyway, so came up. So there were just two of us in a dorm for four people, just two of us. So it was very nice. And then the girls, another girl, Nora. Actually showed up from Sweden, and I'll talk a little more about her later. And I really like the place. I have really enjoyed those places on this Camino, I have to say. Rota Vicentina. It's really kind of an interesting, eclectic blend in that place. Big living area, which I love. They have an outdoor kitchen that's covered, but it's, in a way, very interesting. Actually, the induction stove was covered by a towel, and I was looking around, and there was a microwave, an electric kettle, and toaster, basic stuff, great. And then I saw pots and pans, and I'm like, why are they having pots and pans? There are no stoves. And I discovered under the towel on the island, actually, the induction stuff. So, and actually, I just myself potatoes. I had potatoes and pinto beans, which I did not even eat that much. And actually, fun fact about the store where I went to get my stuff. Initially, Google showed me about a half kilometer away, which is where I was going to go. And 2 minutes into my walk, I found this place. And I realized, well, I mean, I don't really need anything fancy outside of I'm out of my cappuccino powder, so I'll be looking at getting some of that. But I'm like, that's okay. If I have to, I'm going to be drinking tea for a little bit until I get to a decent sized town. Not a big deal either. And I go into that place, and there again, there is this kind of Asian looking fellow, but Asian like Indian or Pakistani, and all those Indian spices. And I'm like, this is too weird. This is the second one where a huge part of the store is devoted. I'm like, well, I mean, they must have an Indian community. And I'm like, how strange, in this part of the world. So I talked to the guy. Initially, I was talking to him in Portuguese, and he asked me to speak in English. So that was quite funny. So obviously, he's Indian. And because of the agriculture around here, that's why they have that human labor. So the Indian community is here because of it, because of the work. Anyway, interesting. So yeah, I got my stuff, went back, and then I even get some eggs. Actually, I was like, yeah, I'm gonna have some eggs because I really feel like looking back on some of the meat that I've had, that I'm like, I don't think I want meat. But yeah, I just boiled some eggs, and that was okay. So that's something that I will consider. But yeah, the meat stuff anyway. So I boiled the eggs while I was boiling the potatoes, and then I heated up the pinto beans. I did not even eat that much. I was surprised. Yeah, not that hungry. And then in the living room, I think I was about to start reading The Many Lives, Many Masters, which I ended up deleting from my library because I realized just like more of the same stuff. The writing style is very weak, so it's not enjoyable as far as the way it's written. The topic is so repetitive, it's boring, and there is kind of self-aggrandizing stuff, which is like, it's just not for me, basically. I mean, I have my reason for it, but I'm not saying that I'm right. So, and then Jörg came and sat down, came back from his little errands. He had some bottle of water. Jörg is a tall German fellow. And then we had a discussion for a while, and then eventually, after smoking a joint, not me, but Nora came and joined, and then ended up having an interesting conversation with her. But with Jörg, it was interesting. Jörg. I like Jörg. Well, so I'm backtrack. Sorry, I'm backtracking down the delta here. So I've crossed a bridge and I'm coming back to where I came in, but this time on the other side of that delta, which is the only place here where you can cross. So we were talking about, obviously his experiences. How for him, the book actually, Many Lives, Many Masters, was interesting because it had regression therapy. So to him, it symbolized something different, which makes complete sense, And to me also, it made complete sense that to me, as somebody who has not, it is, well, he didn't do it, number one, so it could have, They have some writers that I have not had the experience, and I found what they were writing about to be interesting. And that was definitely not the case with that book. I don't know, the writing was so childish, like it was just like, ugh. It was just like, ugh, poor excuse of a book as far as I'm concerned. But that's my opinion, and it's as valid as here. So kind of talked a little bit about that and talked about his experience with things like mushrooms. And because I've mentioned to him that, you know, if somehow it made sense, if somehow this intersection came to where it made sense, I'm open to MDMA, to acid, into mushroom. I would be open to those things, you know, because I'm curious. And from what I've learned, you know, giving the right set and settings, I think it could be a meaningful experience. It could be showing me things that without it, I could not. You know, like without a plane, I wouldn't be able to leave one continent to have gone to another. So that's just a reality. It doesn't mean that it's something that you should do. But if things lined up, then you would need that to get there. You can't without it. And I have no problem to align that analogy with something like a psychedelic. You know, for the exploration of the mind, the understanding of who you are, you know, what is reality, you know, and really the essence, the idea of dissolving that kind of mind-made boundaries in terms of who you are. And as far as I'm concerned, I still have not had the unifying experience to where, you know, I was with everybody. That has not happened to me. But at the same time, I'm not really looking for it. You know, I realized last year with Antonio, when I smoked that hashish, I was like, the whole thing with marijuana, it's more than likely done. I don't quite, the last few times that I've done it, there just wasn't really anything outside of enhancing music, getting hungry, you know, whatever. But it was like, yeah, it just, it didn't make any sense. So it felt like the wrong crutch. So, and I'm really okay with being with what is. Anyway, to go back to our story, so we're just talking with Yerk. At one point, Nora came in. So before she went to smoke a joint, she was talking about cannabinoid, you know, the endogenous cannabinoid receptors, you know, that you have in your brain. And somehow has a plant, whatever, however they frame it, mimic it or look like it or is compatible with it, which is interesting, you know, that something in you has something that's a key lock, that the marijuana has a key, you know, fits into it. And so kind of making a case as to why she's smoking, as, you know, it's part of mental health. And I basically challenged her. I basically bantered and poked at her in terms of, you know, making a scientific statement. Not that I know much about it. I've heard a little bit, but I don't know much. So I went sophist mode and I was like, let's have fun, you know, because she was talking as if this is what things were and it was kind of a healthy thing. And I'm like, I'm calling bullshit. Like, no, you're just doing it because it makes sense to you. And what's interesting after the talk, and I kept kind of tripping her, bringing her back to the kind of the main point. And she was like, well, you know, that from the information that I gather, it makes sense to me. And I'm like, beautiful. That's, you know, for many things in life, that's exactly what it comes down to. Okay. Yeah. Now the cute little dog, Dina, I think. And here's a tractor. So the reason why I'm bringing Nora in now, I'll bring it back in a minute, is because I could tell some of the comment coming from York, where as I'm feeling like defending her, like kind of curious to what was going the way that I was going, you know, trying to understand, you know, my banter, what it was about. And I mean, in the end, I was just playing, you know. And my main for my thesis was that, you know, it just gets to me when people are talking as if what they are saying is based on science, that is scientifical, that is scientific, and that they have the understanding, you know, and they're so categoric, this absolutism. For me, I call bullshit. So it was kind of like, I was playing with it, and then she kind of she responded to the call, and the game was what the game was. But it was kind of interesting, his view, you know. But anyway, so we talked for a while, and then somehow she got in, and then it kind of became like a live discussion, to the point to where I don't know when that started. I think the conversation must have started around like between 6:30 and 7, and I went to bed around 10:15, and I kind of cut the conversation because I'm like, wow, you know. But I enjoyed it. I actually stayed longer, you know, and, you know, listened to her, and I enjoyed the quality of the exchange. I enjoyed my contribution. Again, you know, she's 31. Actually, she's a little older than I thought, but actually, I am also, like I say, for whatever reason, people believe that I'm in my early 40s. Very funny. But anyhow, and, you know, I say, well, you're a baby. You know, I'd call her a baby, and she was like, well, what do you mean? You're not even half my age? And I was like, yeah, I think I am. So technically, I'm not. But, like I said, she was kind of very surprised when I told her my age. And then just talking so about this gal from Sweden, you know, doing this trip, then she's looking at going to live in a van back to Sweden. So kind of, you know, looking at a life change and kind of, but being, you know, 30, trying to make sense, still believing there's a way to make sense of it, you know, and that's part of the, one of the phase in life. So it was kind of an interesting exchange, you know, just interesting. And I enjoyed it. And also, you know, it was, so she was a young woman, you know, in very nice shape. I mean, not necessarily somebody that I would be interested, but at the same time, you know, not somebody that I would ignore also, but the exchange remained kind of friendly. And at one point, she brought up last night, I mean, the night before, that somehow she was in this town, she had not made a reservation, and she couldn't find a place to sleep. And I'm assuming she was in a town where I was, more than likely. And I don't understand, as if, same as Jörg that said that Hakuna Matata showed 4, but I'm like, I don't understand. We had a dorm of 6 beds and there were just 2 of us, so I don't understand. Sounds like a glitch. And so basically she didn't find a place to stay, then she ended up meeting this American guy and she slept on his couch and kind of was talking about the exchange, and basically at one point I kind of started to hit on her. And he's much older and he's married. And she was just kind of like, oh my goodness, here we go again. And then I was like, well, I mean, number one, the guy was considerate. So he tried, basically was horny and he wanted to fuck her. So it was like, well, he did. He did some of his move to try to test the water. And then nothing more happens out of it, obviously, you know, because she ended up spending the night on the couch. And then she showed me a text that he wrote her about how disappointed. It was very long about explaining what he was doing and how he was misunderstood. And I was like, oh, I read about 4 or 5 lines. I was like, okay. You know, that's like, that is way too much writing for something like that. And I wasn't that interested. But what was interesting about the exchange was like, you know, there are biological differences between men and women. And, you know, and men, for some men, you know, when you're in that place to where your hormones are still kicking, you know, and you have an exchange with a female, if you are into female, and the exchange is going nicely, or good enough, but you kind of like what you're looking at, then it's going to be almost unthinkable, unavoidable, to not want to fuck that person. Because of what coming, of the idea of sex, you know, what that represents as a drug. You know, and it's quite selfish. I'm not saying that it's something beautiful, but I think it's understandable. And from my standpoint, if somebody is making an advance that is considerate, you know, that is quite mild, to let the other guy, to let the other person know that he's interested, to find out, hey, what kind of feedback am I getting? You know, am I onto something here or not? Then I'm like, you know, all is well. And then if the guy then kind of let go, you know, that's another one. When the guy become resilient and doesn't take no for an answer, that's a different story. And as we were talking, I was like, well, if you're going to be, you know, having interaction with guys, so number one, you have to be ready for that to happen. And number two, you also have to be ready for if a person is not respectful of what you're saying, then to get out of there, you know. At the same time, as a woman, I think it's incumbent on a woman to appreciate that if a man is not honoring your dissension, your disagreement with the way he looks at things, that there's a possibility that person could become forceful, you know, unreasonable, and even more so if the person is drunk or God knows what. Anyway, and who knows what state they were in last night. But I'm like, I mean, yeah, but then, like I said, I am, you know, finally coming to a place to where that stuff is not running my life, but it is very powerful. It's a very powerful urge, you know, and I think at times it can be demonized or made into something that it's not that helpful. It just is that, you know. Anyway. So, but it was a very nice evening. So, you know, 2 nights ago, very, very quiet. Well, mostly they've been kind of quiet, but this one was nice. You know, talking about our life, talking about health. We get a little bit into nutrition. You know, kind of wanting to know, you know, like the what to do. And I was like, you know, bottom line, as long as it's sustainable. And number two, look for biofeedback in terms of, do you find going to excess from time to time? You know, like having blowout. And if you do, then it's more than likely something telling you that there are things that you're not addressing, that you may be trying too hard at things. So just play with it. You know, I do believe that predominantly plant-based, whole food, and processed diet is more than likely the way to go. You know, varied, you know, colors of the rainbow and intact food. I don't think you can really go much wrong. For some people, you know, they may have to tweak things. You know, nothing is 100%, but I think overall that's pretty straightforward. But you don't have to go nuclear on it, you know, to be like, what superfood or, you know. Yeah, that's, you know, losing the forest for the tree. Yeah, forest is made of many trees, not just one tree. So, anyway, but it was very, very nice. Some quotes came to me, so I just threw them at her. And anyway, so enjoyable. And I just saw her this morning, and actually be interesting to see if there's anything left in our exchanges. But she's going to the same place. Now, whether or not she goes the same way as I do, I don't know. I know she's sending a backpack because it's causing a problem. And you have the two options to go inland on the coast. So. But yeah, I'm surprised actually that she'll be coming. But she's just kind of getting up like around 8 o'clock. So so my guess is, I think if I'm saying no, that she won't be. I took something like a 40K with almost a 600 meter gain and loss with sand and all. Like I said, you're looking at about 9 hours. I think more than likely minimum. That's what I'm looking at. I'm looking at between 9 and 10 hours, which also works perfect because the check-in is not, according to the email and all, is not until 4 o'clock tonight. So that's perfect. Anyway, so the body, you know, it's doing. I definitely can feel my leg. You know, they don't say 100%, meaning of freshness, but. I mean, there's no soreness. The feet are amazing. You know, the shoes are very nice. So I have to say those Columbia, whatever the model is. Not only I don't wear my toe separator anymore, I don't need it, which is very interesting. So that tells me that the toe box is wide enough. And so yeah, they've been very, very nice. in terms of traction. Yesterday we had, like I said, we had a roller coaster. We had some steep up and down, you know, not sustained, but it was steep. You know, and some tricky, we have water running. So looking at slippery ground on up and down terrain, you know, with rocks and that. Yeah, the shoes have done great. They really have done great. So look at that beautiful, the moon as I'm heading back toward the coast. The moon is still there in the sky. So it's a descending moon. And waxing or waning, I think it's what, waning, I guess, when it disappears, and waxing when it grows, I don't remember. And I haven't been going out at night. Like I said, I really enjoyed the place yesterday. So after the groceries, I had no intention. There was also the place outside, which is why I had breakfast this morning in the outdoor kitchen. So it was a very, very nice place. And buen día. And yeah, very, very nice. It was also interesting in terms of the languages. I had this like, men like they like fish. I think there was a sentence. And of course, it's to play the idea of they like men like they like fish, you know, like. And there's a way to frame that. And I realized I'm done with that. So I moved on to other languages. So I could tell my brain this morning was not up to par. And also only had about an hour and a half to practice languages, which felt like so fast. And I wanted to get some Portuguese. I got Portuguese, I got German, I got some Spanish, so, and some Japanese, of course. So yeah, the day is going to be walking. So the idea is to find, my guess is to get myself around 4.5k per hour. That's more than likely where I'm going to be. And maybe not stop. Maybe not stop. I may stop possibly in Al Jazur if I find a decent sized store. I need to get, I don't have any more toast. I need to get cappuccino. Maybe getting a couple of things. But if not, I do plan to just have a nice pace and then to sustain it the whole way. That's the idea. So, oh, today is November the 1st. That's right, All Saints Day. We only worship the dead. I guess in Mexico is when they go to cemeteries, right? Then they used to like eat out of skulls, would eat a soup out of a skull, and oh my goodness. Anthropology is going to be, you know, an interesting branch of sociology. Well, I'm going to have to put my hat. It's already sunny, hitting me in the back of the head. And I did put my sunscreen all around, neck, ears, face, you know, everywhere. I am covered. And, well, my friend, I think that's about it. Is there anything else to enter into my early morning recording? I think not. I think not. So, on that note, wishing you a beautiful day, and talk to you later.